Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's be heading out to Los Angeles right now. Talk to super friend of the show. He is John Ireland, play-by-play voice of your Los Angeles Lakers. Hello, John. How are you?
Jeff, Andy, how are you guys?
Hello, buddy.
Good. All right. Well, first of all, let's talk about what's coming to the Cavaliers. I know we are excited about Larry Nance Jr. because, you know, I never watched Wyoming basketball until I saw him. Let me be honest. And Jordan Clarkson. What are the Cavs getting here?
Well, the Cavs are getting the best players in this deal. That's the first thing you guys should know. It's funny because I had dinner with Jeff when I was in Cleveland. Was it, Jeffrey, about a month ago?
Yep.
And we spent a good 10 minutes talking about Larry Nance.
Who paid?
He is a good player and a great guy. And the good news for you guys is he's going to be the type of player, he's really smart, so he's going to be the type of player that when LeBron and Kevin Love get double-teamed, he is going to give you guys some highlight reel dunks. He is an absolute jump out of the gym leaper. That's why he's in the dunk contest. He can guard all five positions. He can guard the center down to the point guard. So in this world of positionless basketball, he'll be a good fit for you guys. He can't really shoot. That's the one thing that if you were going to ask me what's his weakness, he's not a great outside shooter, but he can. For you guys, you're going to love him. I mean, he's the type of guy that he'll come on your show, he'll talk about anything. You guys are all familiar with his dad. His dad will be hanging around now. The other day when it was announced that he was going to be in the dunk contest, he was running around with an old-school cartoon shirt of Larry Nance. Jeff, I think you knew his dad a little bit when you were doing sidelines with the Cavs, right? Back
right.
In the day, didn't he show up every once in a while?
Yeah, Larry's in the building quite a bit, John, and you know, lives in the area. My guess is that Larry and his wife are cleaning out Larry Jr.'s room right now, getting it ready for him so he can come back.
Time for a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, I mean, they're at the queue all the time. In fact, one of my favorite stories, I was walking down one of the hallways at the queue with the Nance family. I wasn't with them, but I was right behind him, and I was talking to Larry a little bit. And Larry Jr., and it was when he was in high school, I believe, there's a big picture of Larry hanging on the wall. John, you've seen it. And Larry Jr. looked up and said, "Oh, Dad, they fixed your bald spot." Larry just looked at me and shook his head.
Something all of us who are getting older can fully appreciate.
Yeah. Now, we know Larry Nance Jr. John, we're more familiar with him. Can Jordan Clarkson, A, start at point, B, play defense?
I think so, is my answer to that. Here's my comp for Jordan Clarkson, which I think you guys will be excited about. He's a younger version of Jamal Crawford. Mm. He can just flat score. He's been our leading scorer off the bench this year, and we have one of the leading benches in the NBA. He is going to be able to do things that Isaiah Thomas was unable to do. He's the type of guy that when you are struggling to get points and they're doubling LeBron or you have to take LeBron out of the game, you'll notice at the end of games, Clarkson will play. You'll notice he played 25 minutes and he has 17 points. He's just a straight scorer. He's quick enough to defend, Jeff. It depends what Ty Lue is going to put him in terms of a defensive scheme. He's not Avery Bradley. You can't, you know, put him on a guy, a lockdown defender. But he's fast. He's quick. He's got great athleticism. And the thing you will enjoy having him in Cleveland is he has the best fashion sense of any NBA player I have ever seen.
Nice.
He is a young Walt Frazier in that regard. One day he will wear capri pants, arena. The next day he will be wearing pressed pajama pants. He challenges Russell Westbrook for the most creative outfits in the league.
Nice.
Again, the big story at this hour, Isaiah Thomas, Channing Frye, and the Cavs' first-round pick going to the Lakers. The Cavaliers will receive Larry Nance Jr. and Jordan Clarkson. Now, also, Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Lakers will not buy out Channing Frye. And I got to tell you, John, I like him. I like him a lot.
Not to cut you off.
Sure.
Interesting thing about Channing Frye, college teammate and good friend of Luke Walton.
Right.
So this could be the beginning of Channing coming to work for us eventually in some other capacity. You know, maybe at the end of his career, Luke keeps him around as an assistant or as a scout or just to feel him out. I know that that's one of the reasons why when I looked at your roster yesterday and we had started hearing rumors that Kobe Altman and Rob Pelinka were on the phone yesterday, I said, I bet you we end up with Channing Frye because of his relationship with Luke. Luke, Richard Jefferson, and Channing Frye were all together at Arizona. And so anytime Richard Jefferson or Channing Frye ever got mentioned in a possible trade deal, we always thought we would be in on that because Luke likes Channing so much. So it's a very soft landing spot for Channing Frye. Now, let me ask you guys something. The theory that is going to sprout up out here today is we thought that if the Lakers cleared salary cap room, which is what this clearly is, Clarkson has $11 million in his deal this year, has $14 million next year, and you guys would have to look it up. He may even have an additional year after that.
We think that's what we saw, John, yeah.
Okay, so he has 2 years after this, Jeff?
This and two, and Larry has this year and one more.
Okay, the Clarkson dump, getting out from under that is going to have everybody out here speculating that LeBron is coming to L.A. Do either one of you connect those dots? Do you buy it?
I thought that, John, when the trade went down because the Lakers just said they were clearing space for 2019, this clears space for 2018. I still think LeBron finishes his career here.
Yeah, it's interesting. Jeff, like I told you when I saw you, I will believe it when I see it. And now that you guys have reinvigorated the Cavs roster, and I don't think you're done. I think there may be another deal coming. What do we got, about 3 hours left, two and a half left?
John, I said that to Andy during the break. I'll bet there's something more to come.
If you get DeAndre Jordan, I think I'm putting – I mean, people laugh at me out here because I say I'm the one person left on Cavs Island. Everybody else has been jumping off it. But I still think the Cavs are the favorite to go back to the finals. And if you add Larry Nance, Jordan Clarkson, and DeAndre Jordan to Kevin Love and LeBron, I think you're going back. And then I think it makes it harder for LeBron to go. But here's something for you guys to watch. In order for us to sign LeBron and one other free agent, we had to move Clarkson and we had to move Julius Randle. If Julius Randle goes in the next 2.5 hours, in my opinion, and I don't know anything, but that means the Lakers think they're getting two max free agents this summer.
Wow.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think Randle will be on our roster. We play Oklahoma City here tonight. I think Randle will be on our roster. He's played great over the past 3 weeks since they put him in the starting lineup. He's the one guy we can't afford if we're going to sign two max free agents. He's a restricted free agent at the end of this year. If he goes, regardless of what the terms are, that means our front office thinks they're getting two max free agents this summer. So keep an eye on that.
All right, well, here's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, Isaiah Thomas is out of the locker room. And that's probably going to make LeBron happy. That was the first thing I thought. Because, I mean, there's been so much finger-pointing and stuff going on here. And, you know, I even go back to last night. I know Jeff didn't think it was that big a deal. But, you know, when LeBron hit the game winner last night, I watched Isaiah and then I watched Jetty Osman. And LeBron went right to Jetty Osman and was like, you know, chest pumping him. And Isaiah was kind of looking for a friend out on the floor. And I might be making something out of nothing right there, but I do think Isaiah being out of the locker room here in Cleveland makes a difference. Makes a difference for LeBron.
Well, what'll be interesting out here, Andy, is how much he's going to play for us. We have no allegiance to him. So we have, you know, Lonzo Ball's hurt right now, so he may have a chance to play. He's probably going to meet us in Dallas. We play OKC tonight, and then tomorrow we fly to Dallas and play the Mavs on Saturday night, and then we come right back to L.A. With Lonzo out of the lineup, there's a place for Isaiah to play. But we have on our team Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, who has been fantastic. Josh Hart, as a guard, guys, has 36 rebounds in his last three games as a guard.
Wow.
He's just playing his rear end off, so he has to play. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is being paid $19 million for 1 year and is our best on-the-ball defender. So at best, Isaiah is going to be our fourth guard, which I'm sure he's not going to like. And so it'll be interesting to see how that scenario plays out. People that think he's just going to get Jordan Clarkson's minutes, I think are mistaken, because those minutes are going to Josh Hart.
Any chance he gets bought out?
I don't. Well, he doesn't have a very expensive contract. What did he start, about
like
$6 million?
$6.5 million, yeah. Something like that, John. Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, I would never rule it out. Rob Pelinka, we've learned our new GM, is a shark. I think he would buy out his own sister if it made the team better. And what's interesting about Rob is he would do it in a very nice way. Like, he would feel like you weren't being dumped. But he would hesitate to it. I think it's unlikely. They might as well keep him on the roster and plan, because we're not going to the playoffs anyway. So I don't, it would just be kind of a waste of money. Okay. But if he does turn out to be a bad locker room influence, like you were talking about before, then sure, anything's possible.
And just as I said, at Woj tweets, no on a buyout for IT too. So,
John Ireland joining us, play-by-play voice of the Lakers. John, you just mentioned DeAndre Jordan and the Cavs. How would the Cavs get DeAndre Jordan with that Cavs pick now belonging to the Lakers?
I think the Clippers would have to, because I heard you guys talking about the Ted Stepien rule. Jeff, the way you work around that is, I think in order for them to get DeAndre Jordan, they have to give up the Brooklyn pick. I know you have somebody there reporting that pick is off the table. But if push comes to shove at the end of the day, if the Clippers gave them back a later number one.
Right, they could do that.
You know,
right.
That's how you get around the Stepien rule. And let you know, the Clippers aren't setting the world on fire. The Brooklyn pick right now would probably be 7 or 8. If the Clippers sent them back a pick that would probably be 17 or 18, that's something the Cavs got to think about. You get DeAndre Jordan and you only drop 10, 11 spots in the draft. Here's my theory on this, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong. They have to do whatever they can to keep LeBron now. They have to. They're never going to be in a position in our lifetimes where the best player in the NBA is in Cleveland with talent around him. They have to go for it. Do you agree with that?
My thought has been, John, you can make it more appealing for him for the next 4 or 5 years by using that pick to bring in a young stud, but they've also just now brought in other young talent, which makes it more appealing moving forward.
If you get DeAndre Jordan, you do it. If you can get DeAndre Jordan, you do it. But Jeff, I don't know anything. I'm just speculating. One thing about Jordan, he is a freakish rim protector. He alters almost every shot. Even the ones he doesn't block, he alters. So it would be much different from – and if the Clippers let you get out of the Tristan Thompson contract, I don't know if they would let you do that, but if you could, then they have to think about it, which is why I think the Cavs – I'm with you, Jeff. I think the Cavs – I don't know if it'll be DeAndre, but I think there will be another move announced by the Cavs in the next 2 hours.
Woo! Well, all right, we're having fun. John, thank you very much. We always appreciate your time, and you know you are a super-duper friend of the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.